Seeing as it's coming to the close of 2015, let's do a set of the great releases from 2015, ones that I've enjoyed listening to quite a bit. We're going to start out with Tom Harrell from his new release entitled First Impressions. This is Passipede.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dave Liebman. I love that track from his album, The Puzzle. It's actually Dave Liebman and Expansions is the name of the group. Name of the album is The Puzzle, and we heard Good Bait. Before that, we heard a new one from Christian McBride Trio from his album Live at Village Vanguard, and we heard Down by the Riverside. And we started out that set with a new one from Tom Harrell from the album First Impressions. And that's a very interesting album. It's got four tracks here by Debussy. And we heard one of those called Passipede. And that is his working quintet. Tom Farrell on trumpet. Wayne Escoffrey on sax. Danny Grissett on piano. Ugano Ukegwo on bass. Jonathan Blake on drums. And that's also augmented by flute, guitar, violin, and cello. Time now is 10:55. You're listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken. Hope you're digging the show. All right, we're going to continue on with some more great releases from 2015. One of the ones I enjoyed quite a bit and saw performed at the Newport Jazz Festival this year was from Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, a great vocalist, and she released an album entitled 4-1 to Love. And we're going to hear a track from a musical. I don't really like musicals, but I really liked this one. It was from West Side Story. We're going to hear Something's Coming.
Come cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. Got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river, come on, deliver to me. Thank you. be just by holding still. It'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a gal, pull up a chair. The air is coming, and something great is coming, who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree.
Yes, like that track. That one is from Terrell Stafford, a trumpet player out of the Philadelphia area. And name of that album is Brotherly Love. And I put the emphasis on Lee. And that's in tribute to the great trumpet player Lee Morgan. And Brotherly Love is also the name of Philadelphia, isn't it? Philadelphia, where Terrell Stafford is from. And his tribute, as I said, to Lee Morgan, we heard the track Mr. Kenyatta. Before that, we heard from Cecile McLaurin-Salvan, a fine singer. It's her second album, much-anticipated album, released this year. And the name of the album is For One to Love, and we heard the track Something's Coming. And I want to thank Kathy, who called in, who dug that track and wanted to know who that piano player is, and it is Aaron Deal for the rhythm section behind Cecile McLaurin-Salvan. Is Aaron Deal on piano, Lawrence Leather on drums, and Paul Sakivi on bass. All right, time now is 11:18. You're listening to Friday Morning Jazz. My name's Ken, and I am here on alternating weeks. I share this spot with Jazz Officer Spock, who is here every other Friday, and I will take the alternate weeks. Hope you're digging the show. We're going to continue on with some music. We were playing some of the best albums from 2015, and Cecile McLaurin-Salvan, who you heard, was just one of those. Another interesting one is from Joey Alexander, and I think I'm going to play a track from Joey Alexander and then maybe a couple Christmassy kind of tunes from that, ones that I especially like. But Joey Alexander, a 12-year-old phenom, young player with some amazing chops on piano, as you'll soon hear. And he released his first album, as you'd expect, his first album when he was 11 years old. And name of the album is My Favorite Things. We're going to hear the title track from that. I think that tune is kind of associated with Christmas, isn't it? So we're going to segue from that one into some Christmas music. So here is Joey Alexander with My Favorite Things.
Thank you.
That was the late great Marianne McPartland and her version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen from a compilation of Christmas songs. The album's called A Concord Jazz Christmas. And that was Marianne McPartland on solo piano on that one. Before that, we heard another one from this compilation, A Concord Jazz Christmas, this one volume 2. And we heard O Come All Ye Faithful, and that was a solo sax piece from the great Chris Potter, really one of the great sax players of our time. We started out that set with Joey Alexander, and he recorded that when he was 11 years old, and it was released this year, 2015, and he is now 12. And an amazing piano player for his age, and I got a chance to see him in concert as well. And truly an amazing thing to behold. This young boy has just an amazing, not only his chops on piano, but his concept and his approach to the piano and the music that he plays is quite mature for his age, Joey Alexander. My Favorite Things, the track made, I would say in the jazz world anyway, made famous by John Coltrane. And of course, was it Mary Poppins? That's from, I think so. My Favorite Things, Joey Alexander. All right, time now is 11:34. We're going to continue on with the music. We're going to hear from Joey DeFrancesco from his new album. And we're going to hear some solo piano from Brad Meldow and a new one from Suna Gulmag. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Just some great piano and keyboard players on that last set. You just finished listening to Suna Gunnlaugs, a native of Iceland, I believe, Reykjavik, Iceland. And she's got a brand new album out called Cielito Lindo. And we heard the track Dry Cycle from that on Sunny Sky Records. That's Suna Gunnlaugs on piano. Progomir Johnson on bass and Scott McElmore on drums. Before that, we heard a beautiful solo rendition of Blackbird from West Hartford native Brad Meldow, great, great piano player, and he's got a 10 years solo live brand new album out on Nonesuch Records. We started out that set with a up-tempo grooving kind of piece from Hammond B3 organ master Joey DeFrancesco and his new album Trip Mode. We heard the title track from that. All right, we're coming down close to the end.